You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSC has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. And as always on a Wednesday, I speak to Skull Klo, Portfolio Manager at PSG Wealth Old Oak Division in Cape Town. Great day on the markets, Skulk. A lot of it, they say, is, just before you go on with your excellent analysis, I find it very confusing that US inflation is unchanged over the last 3 months, but because it came down from 3.4% to 3.3%, which is where it was 3 months ago, market says this is fantastic. Record highs across the board. Strange things, markets.
Yeah, very strange. Well, you know, I went into the week, I mean, last week we ended the conversation by saying, you know, I think all eyes are going to be on this week, you know, specifically Wednesday, specifically the inflation level, CPI levels came out. And as you mentioned, I mean, 3.4 down to only 3.3, but it's the expectation. The market expected it to, you know, be unchanged, basically coming out at 3.4% year on year again, came out 3.3. But I think Mr. Market is telling us that even they were sort of skeptical for them reaching this 3.4 levels. Most probably, you know, etching out. And the fact that it came down is just, I mean, you can see the markets. I mean, NASDAQ up 1.8%, is S&P 500 up 1.2%. Even Dow Jones, which is more value oriented, 0.5% up. So yeah, I think it's the expectation. And you know, I follow this the CME Fit Watch tool. Now, yes. That's the one that's got the probabilities of rate cuts with the futures. And I think, you know, we had this discussion, you know, 3-4 weeks ago where the expectation came down to the extent that they didn't even really expect interest rate cuts in November, most probably only seeing the first one in December this year. Now, when I look at when I look at September, and I've got it open on my screen now, they now expect, you know, 73% probability of seeing the first rate cut. Then even July, which pretty much had no probability, I think it was 99% probability of no rate cut a few weeks ago. Now we're sitting at an environment where we're already starting to see I know it's a 15% probability, but it's edging earlier. We know that the ECB has already cut rates for the first time last week, which was, I think, a surprise. Not last week, the actual surprise, but if we looked at this 3-4 weeks ago, the consensus out there was the ECB will not cut rates before the Fed cut rates. They did it. Now it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I must say that whenever I see Christine Lagarde taking questions and giving her delivery, she inspires me with confidence. I don't know what it is. She's just so authoritarian, but with a sort of soft side as well. I don't know. She's got something that the other central bankers don't, apart from a really, really good tan. Skulk, I want you to have a look at a couple of sets of results from South African companies on the JSE. Briefly, talk to me about SPAR, about their results, about their disposal, and also the telecom trading update. Both share prices reacting positively. In one case, very, very positively.
Let's run, because it was quite a day of many extremes, and let's start off with the share prices. You know, you mentioned SPAR, you know, close to 12% up for the day, 11.8% positive. We had Telkom, you know, one of the, you know, this is two companies that's recently been struggling a lot. Yes. I mean, Telkom up close to 6% for today. You know, Motors, that already guided, you know, earlier saying things are tough. You know, the motor industry in South Africa is really tough. Came out with a trading statement today and, you know, 2% up. And then we had PPC. PPC.
Yes, I saw that.
And let's start off with PPC. I find it quite interesting because also another trading statement, you know, when we look at the Refinitiv consensus on PPC, and I know it's not a company that's well covered, but expectation was that it's going to come out around about 19 cents per share EPS. And they came out today, you know, said HEPS is going to be between 16.5 to 20 cents. So it's pretty much in line, which was expected. But clearly, clearly the market, you know, we're expecting a lot more. They did mention some improvement in Zimbabwe, but in general, I didn't really get this warm and fuzzy feeling, you know, when I read through the trading statement and market clearly not as well, because like you mentioned, it dropped like a rock. But to your point, you know, SPAR, I think that was an interesting one because they also released a trading statement on the 6th of June. And the 6th of June, it basically, you know, saw that they're struggling. I mean, they're really struggling with the implementation of the SAP system, like every single company has done, you know, before them. I think it was sort of expected. I think they might be, if they can go back now, then I would say they would most probably roll out their SAP system to some of their smaller, you know, shopping centers or shops first, and not taking one of the biggest ones in case it ends. But be that as it may, today the actual results came out and it just market. And I read through this 2-3 times. And every time I read through this, I said, well, I can't find
anything. You can't see what the justification for at one stage, no, a 15% gain.
Correct. I just can't. I mean, even if you look at the outlook, they mentioned SPAR faces challenges. They said they're taking, you know, steps to improve, you know, challenges, you know, improve the profitability in the second half. I can't see why that's going to, you know, push the needle 12%, or, you know, like you said, 15% on one stage. It's a crazy, crazy set of results. But one should bear in mind that SPAR has been under crazy amount of pressure, still trading down, you know, year to date, you know, minus 6%. Today it might look a little bit better, but it's still a company that's trading down. I think the market is just maybe doing some bargain hunting in the company.
Anyway, outside of those two, and well done to both of those, not PPC, but well done to both of those, because it's not the big story, but it's part of the big story. And you'll come to the big story with the JSE indices in a couple of minutes' time, but I want to look at the rand. That's a big story. The dollar has fallen 1.7% against the mighty rand, which is now 18.42. I mean, this was 19 a few days ago, just very briefly. That's great. British pound against the rand is 23.68, and the euro rand just about to change its big figure, I think, from 20 to 19. So again, the rand doing really well with a 0.9% fall for the euro. Euro dollar, big story as well, 108.50, with the euro rising by 0.75% against the dollar, despite the fact that inflation coming down by a little bit, and therefore maybe the prospect of a cut. It still seems an exaggerated move to me, but anyway, we'll take it, and that helps the rand as well. The gold price briefly flirted with 2300 3 days ago, Scout. You must have been nervous. But today, it's solidly above, a percent higher, $22 to $23.27 an ounce. Platinum just threatening to go into four figures again, but it's currently $9.67, down a bit. And palladium is up $21 an ounce to $9.13. Now, the big news, which may scupper the party eventually when the next inflation comes out from the States, is the oil price, because Brent crude oil is $82.10 per barrel, which is up just a 0.25% today. West Texas, $77.94, which is barely changed. And natural gas prices down 2.25% after a blitzkrieg of a run. S&P 500 futures, I can't believe I'm reading these numbers now. We've got 5,445, up 1.1%, just off its highs. US 10-year Treasury bond yield is 4.27%, which is 14 basis points lower. That's pretty good. South African 10-year is temporarily down for maintenance, it says here, which is discouraging, but it was doing well as well, about 10.50, I think. And what else we got? Bitcoin is just below 70,000, up 5.4% today. Risk assets are on, Skulk. What shares did you see that caught your eye, apart from the ones we've already spoken about?
No, I think, I mean, you mentioned the movement in the gold actual price. I mean, this morning when I look at the gold counters, they were trading down. I think in most cases down some of them even 1.5%. And then this CPI figures came out, and man, oh man, that change around can turn around. At Anglo Gold in one stage, you know, we're up close to 3%, close the day at 1.7% positive. Gold Fuels, that traded positive, 2.2% positive. Harmony up 3%. So that was one that I found interesting, because as you mentioned, CPI softer, you know, dollar softer. Immediately, we've seen gold and some of the other precious metals also, you know, positive. And and also banks. I mean, naturally, the banks in this type of environment, when you see the rand strengthen, I mean, that's just, you know, I mean, that's the most unbelievable environment for them. They love it. Absa was up 2%. You know, Capitec up slightly, but I mean, First Rand up 4%. So it was very, very good. Netbank up 1.4%. So great day for the banks. Great day for the environment, for the rand. Let's call it the SA Inc. type of companies.
Very good. On the upside, Spar about 12% higher. Telkom up over 5.5%. Implats up 4.75%. Anglo American Platinum up just over 4%. Downside, Coronation down 4.7%. It must be a dividend story. Scout will tell me in a sec. Yes, it is. I got the yep in the background there, so that's it. And others dribbling lower on a really, really good day. Truworths, LCL, Renet, and Barlow World. What about the closing JSE indices, Scout?
JSE, as you mentioned, I mean, that was the star performer today. I mean, you can take out a few companies, but I'm looking at a pretty solid green screen for today. You know, JSE all share closed today over 77,000 points, 77,051 points. That's up 1.3%. Resources, as we mentioned, they had a wonderful, despite the fact the rand trading, you know, quite stronger, still up 1.51% for today. Industrials up 1.11%, and the financials just love the stronger rand, 1.5% up for today. And even the SA property stocks enjoyed the positive South African environment. They closed the day 80 basis points, you know, in the green. We look at the turnover, not too bad. I mean, we haven't seen a 20 billion plus day, you know, for the past five trading days, but today it did surpass that and just close shy of a 21 value trade for today.
Encouraging stuff. Skulk, thank you very much for your time as always. Skulk Lewis is a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth Old Oak Division in Cape Town, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.